Last point. One thing that we did not do in the church that we left that I loved with all my heart, mind, and soul and strength. I still love those people. But I left it because I love Jesus more. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Lord.
Amen. I love Jesus more than a doctrine of man. I love Jesus more than men. I love Him, and I will leave everybody behind to follow Him.
Amen.
I hope that that's the way you feel about it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Why do we do foot washing? Let's go to John 13, verse 4. We're talking about doctrines that distinguish us from the false church and that cause us to show forth as being the true church. Amen. Praise the Lord. John 13, verse 4. Jesus, He riseth up from supper and laid aside His garments and took a towel and girded Himself. After that, He poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Verse 8. We're in John 13, verse 6. Then cometh He to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet? 7. Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. 8. Peter saith unto Him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. I can imagine how Peter felt. This is Lord God Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And He's going to humble Himself and wash my feet. No, no, I need to be washing yours. But He said, If I do not wash your feet, what did He say? Thou hast no part with me. If you don't allow me to do, if you don't obey and letting me do this, you have no part with me.
That's right.
See how serious
Amen.
It is?
That's right.
Hinging on washing feet. Jesus told Peter that. Amen. Let's go forward. Praise the Lord. John 13, verse 14. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to forget about doing this from now on because it's just a custom? No. He said, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Ought. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ought. Something you should do. You're supposed to do. Verse 15. For I have given you an example that you should disregard and not pay attention to, not respect, and do whatever you want. You don't really have to wash your feet in the service. Did He say that?
No.
For I have given you an example that ye should, we're supposed to, do as I have done to you. And what did Jesus do? He took off His outer garment, He girded Himself with a towel, He humbled Himself, kneeled down, and washed the disciples' feet.
Amen.
That's the example He gave us. That's what we are to be doing. And when you see a church out there, a denomination and sect that does not do that, you can be sure they are not Holy Spirit guided people. They're being guided by custom and tradition of man. Amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 15. For I've given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. 16. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, what things do we know now, brothers and sisters? That we are to wash our feet in the service. If we know that we are to do that, then what are we to do? To be happy? If you know these things, happy or blessed are ye if you do them.
Amen.
And do you know that all of my life, from age, having been raised Catholic, when I cried to the Lord at age 8, there was a spiritual awakening. Later on, the Lord saved me. I became a part of this non-denominational church that we love still. We love the people there. When I was 14, all the way up to just 12, 13 years ago, we left it. Wandered around in Babylon in darkness for a year and a half until we prayed to the Lord, show us your true church, bring them to us, or cause us to go on vacation where they're at so we can find them. The Lord caused a couple to move to our town, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and that's how we met those that were connected to the true church. Amen.
Amen.
All those years I spent in that denomination, never washed feet. I saw others doing it, but I scoffed it and laughed at it and poked fun at it. Amen? Years later, when we were saved, when we were now in the church of God, we were already saved and sanctified. I was sanctified at age 20. I didn't know what it meant, but I can tell you that's what happened, what it talks about right here at age 20. At age 20, I sold everything I had. I purposed to not get married. I left my job. I went on in faith for almost 10 years to show you that I really was sanctified. I forsook everything, went 2 and 2, sold everything like they did in the Bible, and lived that way for almost 10 years. And the Lord provided every cent. I didn't have to ask, tithe, or asked for money once.
Amen.
But anyway, years later, when we were already in the Church of God, we started teaching. The Lord sent us to Juarez, Mexico. A year and a half into teaching there, we've been there now 7 years, preaching the Word of God, the real doctrine of the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
That the saints teach, that the Church of God teaches.
Yes,
by the grace of God, we teach it. We met a woman from a certain church denomination, the Assemblies of God, and after about 7 months meeting with them, I felt they were ready to partake of the bread and the cup and to wash feet, and we presented it to them. We introduced them to it. And that day when my wife knelt down to wash her feet, she is now 50, almost 60, she started to cry. And she said later on that all these years I'd read about it and wondered what it was like, but here I saw it in full color, walk off of the pages in real life before me, the feet washing. Do you see the privilege that we have, saints?
Amen.
That it's still alive and it's still being done, that we are humble enough to obey what Jesus said.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. These three things and many others, we're just covering three because we'd be here for hours, distinguish us from the false church. We believe not only in a second work that takes place, but it's not continual. It's an instantaneous second work of grace. The world teaches sanctification. It's a gradual thing. It's false. The Bible does not teach that. It's an instantaneous thing that happens when you lay your all on the altar. The Holy Spirit comes down and purifies your heart. That brick that is weak is made strong, able to withstand whatever comes its way by the grace of God. Strong in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Bold in the Holy Spirit. Thank the Lord. We not only believe in justification and sanctification gradually, we believe in a second work of grace that takes place instantly when we accept it by faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. We are those that believe and follow in the Bible. We follow the example of those older saints that have now died and gone to glory. They did not use musical instruments in worship because they understood, they had a clear understanding that that was an ordinance of the law. It was allowed by the Lord. But in the New Testament, Jesus did not ask us to do it. Therefore, we do not do it. We do not use musical instruments in worship in the service. And we wash one another's feet because we believe in honoring Jesus. Something that the world is not believing in today. They explain it as being a tradition. Praise the Lord.